Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Day two of this pre-draft minicamp in the books at the NovaCare Complex. And it's interesting to hear from the players who certainly have bought into what head coach Chip Kelly is selling. Tight end Brent Celek believes that Kelly's innovation is something that honestly will change the face of the NFL.
Well, I think from a communication standpoint, I was saying it earlier, it's going to change the league. I'm not going to tell you guys how, but it will. Just the way that they can communicate plays in and get us the stuff, it's pretty cool. It's something that I never even thought was possible in the NFL, and then seeing the stuff he's doing, he has a reason why he does everything that he does and a reason why each play is called what it is, and it all makes sense.
Although none of the players have gotten really specific about the X's and O's on both offense and defense, we're gleaning some information along the way. Quarterback Michael Vick saying that, in fact, the Eagles are using some read option principles in these practices, and that's something that has him very excited.
A lot of read option, you know, it's part of what we do. You know, I've been working very hard in the weight room, and all the other quarterbacks have as well. So, you know, we're trying to make sure we physically fit and ready for whatever needs to be done in this offense. You know, it's very dynamic. You know, it's up-tempo, fast pace. It's something like I've never seen before. And, you know, after the last 3 or 4 weeks and learning the offense and then, you know, coming out and, you know, practicing it, you know, I'm very excited about what we're doing.
More than anything, as Chip Kelly said on Tuesday, these practices designed to get as many reps in for the players as possible so that the coaching staff has something to look at. And for wide receiver Jason Avant, all those reps a good thing. Repetition and practice will lead to greatness come game day.
Well, right now it's getting us in shape. So that's the biggest thing right now. And we'll see what kind of effect it has, you know, later on down the line. But right now, we're trying to learn the plays and get ourselves in shape so we can be able to run as long as we need to.
A player to watch for the Eagles here, young offensive lineman Danny Watkins, a struggle in 2012 after an encouraging rookie season in 2011. Where does Watkins fit in now? He's starting at right guard for now. But the most important thing is that Watkins feels a whole lot better mentally than he did a year ago.
Really enjoying it. And, you know, it's... Coach Kelly is you know, he's definitely changed things here for the better. So it's a very, I guess you could say, electrified atmosphere.
But the big story of the day was Vic, who's been sharing first-team reps in practice with Nick Foles. Vic likes what he sees, even though, by his admission, he struggled in day one, had a much better day two, and feels good about that.
I felt like I made a big jump from yesterday until today. Actually going out there and practicing and seeing it against different defenses, and was very accurate today. You know, guys, you know, running wide open, and, you know, I think that's the system. But, you know, our defense did a great job, but I was able to make some tight throws, and, you know, I feel like the learning curve right now for me in this system is coming along. So I'm excited about what we're doing. I'm excited about my teammates. They're doing a great job. And, you know, the thing I've, you know, grown to know is that we have a very smart football team.
A big day for the Eagles off the field on Wednesday as team president Don Smolenski, Christina Weiss-Laurie, the president of Eagles Youth Partnership and Eagles Social Responsibility, and legendary safety Brian Dawkins on hand at the mayor's office in Philadelphia as Beyond Sport announced that it would hold its annual summit here in Philadelphia in September. Of course, the Eagles recognized worldwide as the most philanthropic team in all of professional sports. Well, that'll do it for the Eagles update. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me. And make sure you're with us on Thursday at 2:30 as we wrap up this pre-draft minicamp with complete coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.